dying and reviving. Throughout history we have been told certain things would be impossible to do, yet we have done them. It makes one wonder if someday everything we considered impossible to do will be accomplished. Maybe I am stretching this idea too far, but as technology improves, who knows if it will eventually break every limit we believed in. Can a person sometimes be brought back from the dead? According to one couple, that is just what happened to her stillborn baby. The woman went into labor 12 weeks early, and when the baby was born it was dead. Several different doctors examined the child to make sure. There was no heartbeat. The baby had been looked and examined by gynecologists, obstetricians, and even a neurologist decided to make sure. The baby was put into a drawer in the morgue and the parents went home. While at home they decided they wanted to see the baby one more time and went to the morgue. It had been 12 hours since the baby had been declared dead. The attendant pulled open the drawer containing the baby, and just then the baby began to cry. Was this a miracle, or were three highly trained doctors all wrong? It is a known fact that if you die in water which is extremely cold, you might be able to be revived. An 11-year-old boy was playing on a frozen river. He never checked the thickness of the ice before walking on it. The ice cracked and he fell through the hole and drowned. When his body was recovered, he was examined and was declared dead. He had been underwater for over 45 minutes. His body temperature had plummeted more than 21 degrees. His body was taken to a hospital where doctors decided to put him on a heart and lung machine and see what would happen. The machine pumped the water out of his lungs and warmed his body with fresh air, and the boy revived. He had beaten death. Tracy Morgan is a famous comedian. He was involved in a car crash and was gravely injured. The crash was so horrific one of his passengers died on the spot. He was taken to a hospital with severe injuries and they weren't sure he would survive. That was all we heard at the time, but later after he recovered, Morgan claimed he had died in the hospital. He remembers going to the other side, as he calls it. He said, "I am not making this up." He claims God came to him and told him his room wasn't ready yet, and also told him he still had things for him to do. One person was unconscious and an ambulance was sent for. After she was put into the ambulance, she died, but thanks to the quick actions of the EMTs, she was brought back and was now in a coma. After 3 days, she revived and talked about her experience. She said it was all very strange. She remembered floating above her body and looking down. She had never been conscious in the ambulance, but remembered that when she looked down, she could see one of the emergency medical personnel had dyed part of her hair a greenish color. One man who was declared dead remembered walking down a long dark hallway. At the end of the hallway was a door. The man decided he was going to open it, but just as he reached out to do so, he was dragged back and was revived. One woman talked about how their life was changed forever when they came back from the dead. She had been in an accident. She said she saw a bright white light and felt an urge to move toward it. She also saw spirits which were there to help her. She claimed she saw herself as she used to be. Then she came back. So many people have claimed to have seen things after they died and have come back to tell us about it. Were they allowed to come back to do just that? Could it be God wanted them to tell us about the afterlife so we would believe? Many of these experiences have the same traits, such as out-of-body experiences, a bright white light, a sense of euphoria, and encounters with spirits. With the out-of-body experiences, people talk about things they saw while they were out of their bodies, and there was no way they could have known these things when they were dead. They remember people who came into the room after they died and details about other places they were taken to while still dead. Some people try and explain these things away, but really can't. One woman died from lymphatic cancer. While dead, she received a message from her deceased father, and he told her she had gone as far as she could, and if she went further, she wouldn't be able to turn back. She came back but was in a coma for a couple of days and then regained consciousness. Then a miracle happened. Her tumors began to shrink and she became cancer-free. The family of an 80-year-old man called the undertaker. They said the man had died. The man was checked for a pulse and they listened for a heartbeat, but nothing was detected. The man was declared dead. He was taken to the morgue and placed in a refrigerated drawer. It was almost a day later. The man had woken up screaming. He was then sent to a hospital to be checked out. One person was very susceptible to allergies. Something had set them off and her heart stopped. She had the feeling of being pulled backwards. This feeling has been reported by others. The person was on a patch of land with a playground watching a boy and girl in it playing. They tried to go back but something was preventing that person from doing so. Finally, the person said they wanted to go back to help their mother. That person was returned to their body 6 minutes later. One man worked in the same place as his wife. His wife was pregnant. One day she collapsed and her heart stopped beating. CPR was tried and even a defibrillator was used, but it was no use. She was taken to a hospital where CPR was again tried but stopped. The baby was delivered after she died by C-section. A few minutes after the delivery of the baby, the woman's heart began to beat again.